Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for continuing the healing. Well, there was an attempt at a beginning of the healing, certainly on Saturday night when the president-elect and the vice president-elect got up and spoke, and no harsh words for once about his predecessor. And when there was dancing, some of it almost surely super spreader events and celebrations around the country. And to the very best of my knowledge, there have been no violent reactions from disappointed Trump supporters. The idea of healing, are we doing okay, better than expected? Where are we exactly? A moving article about the need to heal America was written by Gene Weingarten, who's a syndicated humor columnist at the Washington Post. He's also a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, and he's the only person to win the Pulitzer for feature writing twice. His most recent book is called One Day, The Extraordinary Story of an Ordinary 24 Hours in America. It came out in paperback just a couple of weeks ago in September. Gene, thanks very much for joining us on the show, and it's an honor to speak to you.
It's good to be here. Hello.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your piece gripped a lot of people because it spoke about some of that terrible anxiety that I think people felt about a very fraught election. A number of people I know have said, well, that word fraught has never gotten such a workout as it has with this election. You talk in there about even some divisions within your own family and the difficulty that people have dealing with each other over these very polarizing political issues. Would you say that since the recognition that Joe Biden had won the election, that things have not gone quite as haywire as you would have expected?
I would have to say that's true, but I expected pretty haywire. So I'm not sure that means we are out of the woods. I just heard, I don't know if this is on the wires or whatever, but apparently President Trump is planning huge rallies to discredit the election. And if that happens, I think all bets are off.
I don't know if that has been confirmed. Do you know, Gene, over at the Washington Post?
I don't know. No, I'm babbling here from something that I was just told, so that may be wrong. I think it would be consistent with his general attitude, but I'm hoping it isn't. You know, I'm really hoping that this is going to be done in an adult manner and there will be an orderly transition. And I think if that happens, we'll be fine. We're generally fine. You know, historians talk about other times kind of like this. You know, 1968 elections, people literally being bloodied in the streets. 1920, where we also had a pandemic, and we had the Palmer raids, where, you know, leftists were being jailed. In both of those cases, flawed presidents, Nixon and Harding, tried to bind wounds. You know, these were fundamentally okay people. Whether that happens now, I don't know. I hope it does.
It certainly would be what every American, I think, is praying for. Mick Mulvaney has a piece in the Journal today, the Wall Street Journal. Mick Mulvaney, of course, the president's former chief of staff, one of many, many chiefs of staff that President Trump has gone through, but Mick Mulvaney has a piece with the headline, "If he loses, Trump will concede gracefully." And the subhead is, he'll fight hard to make sure the results are fair, and in the end, he'll accept the result, whatever it is. Okay, I think what you may have been told about those big rallies that Trump is planning, Axios has a piece that says something that I had written about in USA Today a year ago, which are not quite 10 months ago, that I suspect that Trump, when he concedes, will maybe even formally kick off his campaign for a triumphal return in 2024. What do you think?
That's perfectly acceptable. I have no problem with that at all. I worry about any efforts to challenge the legitimacy of the election. That troubles me because at that point, both sides are going to be very angry.
So let me ask you this, because this is your piece is very personal, and not to give too much away, but it even deals with disagreements within your own family on the election. And right. What can ordinary Americans do? And I'm not talking about holding up signs or chanting or going out to rallies or celebrations or demonstrations or protests. I mean, in the way we live our lives, for those of us who really do want to see some of these divisions healed, why should they be so stubborn that they can at least be put aside for a while?
They shouldn't be. I mean, you're hitting on a very important point, and this is going to sound really simplistic, but we need to do more talking to each other than we have done. And, you know, that ultimately happens in this story where I have an extreme disagreement, political disagreement, with someone I love very much and don't really reveal who it is until the very last line of piece. And, you know, if anything can explain how riven some families are, that does.
And so what do you do about it? I mean, in other words, before the election, when you were on different sides, it's too late now before the election, but now that the election has happened, other than talking to each other, what's another step about the nature of those conversations that you would recommend?
Well, you know, when you do talk about each other, and when you do talk to each other, subtleties come out where you discover that you have an essential disagreement, but that there are points at which you can come together where you're really thinking the same thing in a different way. And that is happening with the person I talked to at the end of the story.
There are reasons to believe that economically, and certainly medically, with the announcement today by Pfizer about this remarkable vaccine that they claim is going to be 90% effective and it should be ready by the end of the year. What this indicates is that
how exciting
America's...
Is that? I mean, that's some of the best news that I've heard in a long time.
No, it's incredibly good news. And the fact is it's beginning under President Trump. So maybe one of the things President-elect Biden can look toward is that in some of these areas where President Trump seems to be leaving a legacy of some success, there can be an emphasis on, I want to continue the president's success. Oh, for instance, the negotiations in the Middle East. I was speaking to my brother, who has lived in Israel for 30 years, and right now there are remarkable things happening with the UAE and Bahrain, and peace kind of breaking out in the Arab world, and actually recognizing that the best thing the Biden administration could do would be not to say we're going to get rid of everything because it has the taint of Trump, but to recognize that there's some things that need to be and should be continued. To be continued, Gene Weingarten's piece is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's a profoundly moving piece and very important for this moment in history. Coming up, the Dow did great today. So why are most stocks in one particular area sharply down? We'll tell you coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about the Dow today, and this happens sometimes when there are spectacular gains. The gains were spectacular earlier in the day at some 1,400 points up in the Dow. Settled back a little bit. The concluding Dow Jones Industrial Average, 834.57 points, but still over 29,000. and approaching 30,000, which is great for the country. So here's a question, which is why were Sturm, Ruger & Company, Vista Outdoor, and Smith & Wesson Brands down big time? Vista Outdoor lost 12.5%. Sturm lost 7.5%. Smith & Wesson, 8.1%. They're gun stocks. and I don't mean gun stocks like you put at the end of a rifle. I mean, these are stocks that represent gun companies. And they report on Motley Fool's website about the market. And I want to respectfully disagree on this. Is that they say, as you may have heard over the weekend, all of the major news networks came to the conclusion that President Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election. And Democrat Joe Biden is now president-elect. The change in party occupying the Oval Office, combined with a still Democratic House of Representatives and the possibility of Democrats taking the majority in the Senate, has investors in gun stocks worried that a new round of firearms regulations may be in the offing. I think there's something else that's contributing to it, which is what we were talking about with Gene Weingarten just moments ago, which is, first of all, even if, first of all, I think it's very, very unlikely that the Democrats are going to be able to win both of those Senate seats in Georgia. I want to do everything I can to make that impossible. I think divided government is good for the country. I think that Mitch McConnell is someone who history will be very kind to. He's an outstanding Senate leader. And the best way to avoid some kind of gridlock is for Mitch and Joe, that would be Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell, to revive a friendship that has already existed for about 30 years. They know each other. They are friends. Mitch McConnell was the only Republican who attended the funeral for Joe Biden's son, Beau. And they are close. And that's a good thing for working things out. The idea that there will be some kind of radical gun regulation, I think, is very, very dim, especially because even if the Democrats win both the Senate seats in Georgia, if Reverend Raphael Warnock wins the one seat and John Ossoff wins the other seat, they still only have 50 seats in the Senate. They don't really have a majority. They just have a majority with a tie-breaking vote, if it gets to that, from Kamala Harris. And I think the real problem today is, you remember, and it was so dreadful, and it was one of those things that was contributing to my tremendous anxiety, which I feel much less of today, and I felt much less of over the weekend. Sunday was a beautiful day. Do you remember all those stores that were being boarded up? I mean, here in Seattle, it was horrible. And, of course, a lot of them are still boarded up because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But the truth of the matter is that I think that everyone is sensing, and police departments are sensing, the chances of having widespread urban violence, ransacking cities. First of all, conservatives don't do that, thank God. And let us hope that continues to be the case. And basically, I think, frankly, the president-elect and the vice president-elect contributed to that feeling of calming, settling down, getting this thing worked out. And the panic that was striking Americans, that was leading many, many people to buy guns, was based on two things. It was based on the idea that there would be new regulations that would make it much harder to exercise your Second Amendment rights. But it was also based on just fear of your neighbors. And I think it's very important that we get away from that. When you talk about, basically, okay, what do you do to help calm America down? You know, Saturday Night Live, or at least one of the guests on Saturday Night Live, Dave Chappelle, he was the guest host officially. He concluded his stand-up routine on Saturday Night Live with a fairly remarkable, well, it was a sermon, basically. Listen.
I would implore everybody who's celebrating the day to remember, it's good to be a humble winner. Remember when I was here 4 years ago? Remember how bad that felt? Remember that half the country right now still feels that way. Please remember that. Remember that for the first time in the history of America, the life expectancy of white people is dropping because of heroin, because of suicide. All these white people out there that feel that anguish, that pain, that mad because they think nobody cares. And maybe they don't. Let me tell you something. I know how that feels. I promise you, I know how that feels. If you're a police officer, and every time you put your uniform on, you feel like you got a target on your back. You're appalled by the ingratitude that people have when you would risk your life to save them. Oh, man, believe me. Believe me. I know how that feels. Everyone knows how that feels. But here's the difference between me and you. You guys hate each other for that. And I don't hate anybody. I just hate that feeling. That's what I fight through. That's what I suggest you fight through. You got to find a way to live your life. You got to find a way to forgive each other. You got to find a way to find joy in your existence in spite of that feeling.
Okay, not hilarious on Saturday Night Live, though some of the skits were. But profoundly needed. That was a 16-minute monologue that Dave Chappelle did. And it's a tremendously important message. There was also, and we'll get to it later, there was a message of something of healing and unity on Bill Maher's show. Now somebody could say, well, it's easy for them because they won. Meaning the liberal side of things. They won, so of course it's easy for them to call for unity. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that it's something the country needs. And especially because this is a divided government that people are voting for. Republicans gained a governorship in Montana. Republicans gained House seats. We're not sure how many, but a significant number. And yes, I believe Republicans will hold the Senate. And what about the idea of overturning the presidential election? We'll talk with former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy of the National Review. Coming right up on the MedVant Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday said he fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The president announcing that Christopher C. Miller, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, has been named acting secretary. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan on Monday said his office has yet to receive any reports of credible incidents of systematic voter disenfranchisement from the state's attorneys general or secretary of state. Joe Biden leads President Trump in the Peach State by about 10,000 votes, and a recount is inevitable. Regarding voter fraud, Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, says,
"We are going to find that people did illegally vote. That's going to happen. There are going to be double voters. There are going to be people who did not have the qualifications of a registered voter to vote in the state. That will be found. Is it 10,353? Unlikely."
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Always a pleasure to welcome Andrew McCarthy, who is a former federal prosecutor who played a heroic role in that capacity during the war on terror. He is also a leading voice in National Review, which is clearly the most influential and important conservative voice out there right now. Andrew, before we get to your analysis of where the Trump legal team stands right now with the attempts to undo the apparent result of the election, I want to clarify something that was mentioned on the show before you got on. There was a report by Fox News that said President Trump is planning to bring back his large-scale rallies that were a hallmark of his presidential run, but they'll be focused on his ongoing litigation as he challenges the results of last week's election. The series of Trump rallies would be focused on the campaign's ongoing legal efforts in numerous states across the country. A top Trump campaign official just moments ago, after the report surfaced, said there are no plans for the president himself to participate. There's currently no plan for the president to hold rallies, says the Trump campaign. These would be grassroots events similar to the boat parades, not presidential rallies. That's kind of good news, don't you think?
I do. I don't see, Michael, and thank you so much for having me, as always. But I really don't see at this point when the audience that needs to be convinced are courts that it would in any way be helpful for the president of the United States to be doing political rallies, which would, common sense says, would be perceived as trying to ratchet up pressure on judicial tribunals who should be deciding cases based on what the law says, not based on the public temperature. So if the president is not going to be appearing at those, I'm relieved to hear that. As far as whether they ought to happen at all, you know, I think people have a right to protest or do whatever, express themselves as long as they do it within the bounds of the law. But I'm glad the president isn't going to participate. I hope that's true.
Apparently, the campaign and the administration say there are all kinds of proofs they have of individual misdeeds and mistakes and sloppiness. Why is that not enough to overturn the entire election, Andy McCarthy?
Well, the way this works, it's I think it's similar, Michael, to what appellate decisions say about criminal trials, in a way, which is there are always errors, even though criminal trials are very highly regulated and we have rules of evidence and rules of procedure, et cetera. What the courts of appeal say when somebody appeals a conviction is that a defendant's entitled to a fair trial, not a perfect trial, because there are no perfect trials. And I think that's also true of elections. Every single election has some incidents of human error, fraud, and impropriety. Certainly some, I mean, we've now seen an election where it may be that 150 million people voted in this election. So you couldn't possibly pull an enterprise like that off without some problems. So the question, given our investment in something like this, which is enormous, is if you want to allege impropriety, it's got to be impropriety that would have changed the outcome, that would have made a difference in the result. So just to take a pretty crude example, but I think an easy one, if the president lost a state by 80,000 votes and he can prove 10,000 incidents of fraud, we certainly regret the fraud, but that wouldn't have changed the result of the election. So he barely gets in the door with a legal challenge. It's got to be something so profoundly disturbing that it raises questions for us about the integrity of the process and whether we can trust the outcome.
Now, this doesn't mean that you can't have successful prosecutions against individual wrongdoers. If there are people who deliberately cheated, they can be prosecuted.
Yeah.
But the point being that when you look at the state of Michigan, for instance, which Lindsey Graham was talking about earlier today, Biden won by more than 140,000 votes. It's a lot. And the chance of invalidating 140,000 votes is kind of nil, right? I mean,
I think, Michael, that's why you're hearing them talk about software glitches. And when Rudy Giuliani had his press conference on Saturday, he did concede that they can't identify individual instances of fraud. It's clear what they're attacking is the system under which the voting took place, which they're basically saying did not comply with state law to affirm and make sure of its integrity. So those are the kinds of things that they have to, I think, Michael, because the only way you could even conceivably have a reversal of this election is if the president can flip both Pennsylvania and at least two other states. So we're not even talking about it's unlikely enough to do it in one place, but you're talking about having to do it in three. I think the only way they can do it is if they make systemic attacks. And for the moment, at least, we're not seeing hard evidence of anything like that.
From what I understand, from my conversations with people who seem to know what they're talking about, the ideal for the Trump team here would be to raise serious questions about the entire validity, constitutionality under equal protection of laws of universal mail-in ballots, and get that question to the Supreme Court, where they believe that the justices will side with them, and basically order a massive redo. What do you think the chances are that the Supreme Court would actually hear a case like that?
Minimal. And the reason I say that, I don't even think this is speculation. There's a much more modest live Supreme Court case right now involving, or at least an effort to get before the Supreme Court, involving the smaller issue of the 3-day extension that the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ordered, which kind of countermands state law, the state legislature required that all the ballots, only count if they arrive by 8 p.m. on election day. The court allowed it to go on for three more days. The reason I play that out is the court for 2 weeks has been basically bending over backwards not to get involved in that case. And by all accounts from people who seem to know what they're talking about in Pennsylvania, there aren't nearly enough of these late arriving ballots that they could actually make a difference in Pennsylvania. Yet the court does not want to be in a position a la Bush v. Gore of looking like it's deciding the presidential election. Certainly Chief Justice Roberts is steering things in that direction. And I also think with all the demagoguery that went on during Justice Barrett's confirmation, where the allegation was made that Trump was putting her on the court to be his ace in the hole to steal the election for him if it came to that, the last thing they're going to want to do is play into that by getting involved if they can possibly avoid getting involved.
If you were to guess, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, you do think a concession is likely at some point, don't you?
I do. I think that the president has a right to seek recounts in places where it was close. This was an awfully close election. We have three states that are less than 1%. Georgia is significantly less than 1%. Pennsylvania is a huge state, but it was only 46,000 votes. If they can come in with hard evidence and try to make their case, they have a right to try to do that, and they have a right to ask for recounts. But I am not holding my breath to see this thing get overturned.
Beautifully said. Andrew McCarthy, you can read his latest. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be back with more on the challenges to the election.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Michael Medved show, they now are saying that we have the biggest turnout as a percentage of people who are eligible to vote that we had since 1900. It's not even 1908 anymore. Since 1900, it's huge turnout. But one of the things that's very important is the American people need to understand that voting is one thing, which is great, and it's crucial, and it's important, but you've got to stay involved. And one way to stay involved is with a free service called Contact My Politician. It costs you absolutely nothing. If you want to make your voice heard on national issues, local issues, statewide issues, whatever they are, or needs that you might have as a constituent, that you need to contact your local member of the state assembly, whatever it is, go to contactmypolitician.com. It's a free service. And tell them Michael sent you. You can send by a few clicks a video message or an audio message or a written message at contactmypolitician.com. That's contactmypolitician.com. Now, Contact My Politician probably won't help the people who wrote a full-page ad, and it's a huge full-page ad. This is worse than the Kanye ad, and because it's full of crowded, small text. But the headline is, "A pledge to all the people of the world, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. The Trump-Pence regime must go." Okay, this is in the paper today, after we had an election, and it looks like an actual majority. It is almost 51%. It's over 50% of Americans did vote for the Trump-Pence regime to be replaced. But this thing says, "We pledge to stop a regime that imperils the people of the world and of the earth itself. We will take to the streets day after day." I'm glad you have the time. "And call forth others. We demand Trump-Pence out now. We will not stop until they're gone." Okay, this is going to make the next couple of weeks wonderful while you're concentrating and coming out every day. And it says, "There can be no more children torn from parents and locked in cages. We will not worship the flag or accept a theocracy. We will not become collaborators on a march to a racist genocide. We will not hand the future to scorchers of the planet." Now, this full-page ad, which costs thousands and thousands of dollars, I believe it's over $100,000. Once when I looked, because I was curious, not because I was planning to take out any ad. This ad is written by Cornel West, a professor at Princeton, I think more recently at Harvard, and Noam Chomsky, who's a professor at MIT, a bunch of Hollywood people, Alyssa Milano, naturally, Rosanna Arquette, and of course the bottom, donate via Venmo to Refuse Fascism. And it's a tax-deductible donation. How is this a tax-deductible donation? What sense does this make? Here and now, we pledge to unite in our millions, rising together in nonviolent resistance to stop a great horror. This is nuttiness. And it's really, really not helpful. I was speaking with Andy McCarthy, and his perspective is so sane, and it's so normal. And Lindsey Graham, it's like Lindsey's all over the place because he's a tremendously gifted communicator, and I think he's a fine senator, and I'm glad he was reelected. But he's also said that as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, he wants to work with President-elect Biden when he becomes president to help clear some of his appointments, and which is an important thing, particularly if, as I ardently hope, the Senate remains in Republican hands. And some of his appointments are now talking about Janet Yellen, former head of the Federal Reserve, as Treasury Secretary. No, 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 not Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. Janet Yellen, which would be a fairly conservative choice. But, okay, all of this going on right now, and Lindsey Graham on Fox News had this to say about the state of play in the post-election controversy. Clip 7, listen.
Well, number one, this is a contested election. The media doesn't decide who becomes president. If they did, you would never have a Republican president forever. So we're discounting them. So what happened? The Trump team has canvassed all early voters and absentee mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. And they found over 100 people they think were dead, but 15 people that we verified to have been dead who voted. But here's the one that gets me. 6 people registered after they died and voted. In Pennsylvania, I guess you're never out of it. If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. We're down to less of 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 votes in Arizona, or more votes to be counted. There are allegations of system failure, fraud. John James, do not concede. These computers in Michigan do not pass the smell test. Keep fighting for every legal and live vote.
Okay, no problem with that. But John James, who I ardently support and who I wish had won the election, I just checked. He's behind right now by 80,000 votes. And see, this is why this is so different from Bush v. Gore. On Bush v. Gore, the barrier, the margin on election night for George W. Bush was 1,121 votes. That was the original campaign. He was the original count. Is Bush was ahead by 1,100 votes. And there's no state, no, not even Georgia. Georgia, Biden's ahead now by 10,500 votes. There just has never been a recount or a court decision ever that has overturned that kind of margin. You had people remember the case with Al Franken where it was so suspicious, where Norm Coleman came in, and again, he came in with less than a 300 vote advantage initially, and Al Franken ended up actually winning by a 300 vote advantage. But that's flipping 600 votes. You can do that sometimes with a recount. But there just are no examples of people flipping thousands of votes that way. It's not that solid. And I don't think that Lindsey thinks that there is a chance here. What he's saying is that for the sake of future elections, and for election integrity, so that there isn't one of those incredibly close moments, that we get this right. I there's an email that came in, and I wanted to respond to it because it gets to this point. It's from Shane in Pasco, Washington. And Shane says, I've noticed that in many states, Biden is winning or won less than 50% of the vote. I remember when you used to call libertarian candidates losertarians. If Joe Jorgensen didn't run, Trump would most likely have been reelected. What are your thoughts on libertarians now? Look, it's the same thing. It's especially on a crucial election like this where the differences are so pronounced and people think it's a consequential election. And they're right. Yes, and you should vote for one of the major candidates. But it's simply wrong what you're saying. Joe Biden, and you can look, he has 50.6%. It's a majority. In other words, even if you take all of the votes for the Libertarian candidate and Joe Jorgensen got about 1%, it's 1.3 million votes. Even if you take all those votes and add them to President Trump, President-elect Biden still has a majority. And I don't think there are any states, not even the state of Georgia, which is the closest of the disputed states right now, where the libertarian votes would make a difference. And last time, when the libertarians did get much more votes because they had a much more aggressive campaign, former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, the libertarians and Green Party last time got 6% of the vote. And yeah, those votes made a difference all over the place. But most of the studies suggest that those votes were taken away from Hillary, not from Trump. People either support President Trump or they don't. They have strong feelings about him. It's baked in. And it's very unlikely that people who would otherwise want another 4 years of this president would have thrown away a vote, it seems to me, on a losertarian candidate. Again, at some point or other, either a third-party movement works or it doesn't. And this one hasn't been working for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.